We're doing the Ramban, Torat Hashem Tmima, and the Ramban was describing the terms of prophecy and the levels of prophecy in explaining to us the verses revolving around Avram's vision of prophecy at the Brit Ben Abtarim. So the verse says, "V'inei eimach hashecha gedola nofelet alav." There was a fear and a great darkness that settled in, that fell in on Avram. What's God telling him in this? Here, when God caused the prophecy to begin with a period of darkness, God was alluding to Avram the exiles that were still to come upon the Jewish people. The first thing that settled in on Avram, that fell on Avram, was fear. So Avram's communicating with God. The communication is beginning, the vision of prophecy begins, and Avram is enveloped with fear. Vayamit pached umeratet ve'evarav mizdazin. He was scared, he was trembling, all his limbs were shivering. Remez legalut Bavel. That was an allusion to the first exile, the exile in Babylon. Al dat raboteinu. This is really not the Ramban's chidush, this is a Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash says the terms here, the four terminologies, refer to the four exiles. Eima zo malchut Bavel. Our sages say, when we use the word eima, fear, that's a reference to the Babylonian exile. Sheneimar b'chaya shelah, for in Daniel, Daniel sees a vision of wild animals. The animal that represents the Babylonian Empire is described as an animal that is dechila ve'imetane, an animal that is fearful, that causes people to be scared. The next sensation that Avram feels is v'ahakach ba alav chashecha. Then he saw darkness. V'ra'atzmo kilu hu yushev b'choshech ve'murgash. The next thing Avram sees in the vision, he feels like he's sitting in darkness that's thick that it can even be sensed. Zeremes legalut Yavan. This is an allusion to the exile, the Greek exile. Shechshichu enem shel Yisrael b'gzerotehem. They darkened their eyes with all their decrees. You can't keep Shabbos, you can't circumcise your kids. The Greeks, you know, they took the doors off all the Jewish homes so they can't have privacy. They tried to train the kids in immoral behavior. Boys should go with boys. They set up their coliseums. They had every Jew engraved in the horn of their ox. I have no portion in the God of Israel. The Greeks were, they made decrees. Their goal was to darken our eyes, like we saw on the Chanukah and on Tivot Shalom, to distance us from the performance of Mitzvot. They didn't want to kill us. All their decrees and their torture was with the sole effort to sever our ties with God. Their sole purpose was to get the Jews to stop being Jews. Be one of us. Be like us. That's what we celebrate at Hanukkah, the light, the spiritual victory. But they tried to darken us. That's why on Hanukkah we celebrate with light, because the Greek period of exile was a period where they tried to darken our eyes with their decrees. Shaita omeret lehem, the Greek Empire would tell the Jewish people, Kitvol keren achshor, she'en lachem chelik b'elokei Yisrael, ride on the horn of the oxen that you have no portion in the God of Israel, u'piresh ha-Rambam, and the Rambam explained, v'achakach yeh mutal lachem lachoshbo. They said, you cannot use an ox in your field unless our officers will go around and check. You've engraved in that ox's horns. I have no portion in the God of Israel. So this is what they did to the Jews. Their goal was to darken our eyes. So Avram, the next section, the next moment of prophecy, he feels, he senses a darkness that's all enveloping. Then the pasuk describes Gidola. It was great. Zomalchut Yavan. That's a reference to Zomalchut Madai. That's a reference to the Mede Empire. Shneimar, as the verse says, when Achashverosh appointed Haman against us, it says Gidal Amelech Achashverosh et Haman. The king Achashverosh made Haman great. Gidal, like the word Gdola. That's why the word Gdola in this vision of prophecy refers to Madai. Klomar ha'atzmo acharei avor ha'ema v'acharei avor chashera. Avram felt first tremendous fear took hold of him. Then he felt himself in darkness. And then he sensed a tremendous worry. He sensed tzara gdola, a great sorrow was coming upon him. And then the Midrash says, nofelet alav, fell upon him. That's a reference to the fourth exile, Zomalchut Edom, Shemachtevet Tironia Mikol Umot Haolam. This is a reference to the empire of Edom that they take hold there strong over all the nations of the world. כלומר שראה עצמו בצרה שנופלת עליו ומדקדק את איבריו. Avram felt as though things were so bad that he is being destroyed. זהו הרעה שבהם. This is the worst. So in this vision that Avram is being told about the future of the Jewish people, and God is telling him, I want you to know I'm going to send your kids to exile in Egypt and I'll bring them to the land of Israel. The whole covenant, God begins by showing him way beyond the immediate future. God begins the vision of prophecy with four types of fear, darkness, great worry, and as though he is being thrown down as far as he can go. That's a reference to the four exiles his children would suffer. And Be'ezat Hashem, we'll pick up over here, Be'ezat Hashem, the continuation of this prophecy, Be'ezat Hashem, next week.
So this is not chronological order, it's Greece before Midian.
Right.
But in history it was Midian and then Greece.
So that's the next point the Ramban is going to build. You want to continue one more paragraph? It's a very good point. Technically, he's right. The vision is out of order. Why does it go Babylonian, skip the Mede, go to the Greek, and then go on to the Greek, and then Edom? So, the Ramban, should we read the next paragraph? It's just a little bit long. So I think we'll leave it for next week.
Okay, next week.
Yes, sir.